question was asked last night at a wedding. And after the ceremony is over, what is the minhag regarding bringing the hatan and the kala into a separate room, which they call a yehud room, locking the door and having two witnesses stand in front of this room? Is this the proper minhag or not, and what is the sources? According to the halakha, for a person to be married, he has to go through two steps, two processes. The process called kiddushin, and then the process called nisu'in. The process of kiddushin is done by giving the kala a shaveh piruta, something of the value of a piruta, in our case a ring or a coin, and by reciting hareat mekudeshet li, as we see. Nisu'in, however, is subject to a great machloket amongst the Rishonim, exactly how it's done. According to the opinion of the Mordechi, for example, he says Nisu'in, the second stage, must be that the Hatan and Kala stand under the same talet, and the seven berachot are made. And that's why, if you notice at our weddings, part of the ceremony is that they put a talet over their heads, because that, being under the same talet, creates the Nisu'in. However, that is not the opinion of Maran and the Rambam. Maran holds that Nisu'in is created, that the Hatan and Kala go into a private room and they do what's called Yehud. They're secluded for a certain amount of time and that consummates the marriage. And until that happens, Nisu'in is not done. Our minhag follows that opinion. And therefore, the question then is asked, would it be proper for a Sefaradi that right after the chuppah is over to go into the room? Problem is that if that would happen, then it's considered a full-fledged nisu'in, and now the kala, according to Jewish law, must cover her hair. And now she would have to come out at the wedding with already a wig on or a covering. You'd have already all problems. And therefore, the minhag of the Sefaradim for generations was that the Yehud is done after the wedding. And we do not make the Yehud right after the Chuppah. This is the opinion of the Shiurei Knesset, the Gedolah, the Mas'et Binyamin, the Sha'ar HaMelech, the Zefchesedek, and that's also the opinion of Acham Avadiyah. On the contrary, for Sefaradim, it would not be proper to make an official Yehud after. They want to go in the room with the door unlocked and have dinner and pass each other pleasantries and gifts, whatever the minhag in the Yehud room is, that's fine. But to make an official Yehud, it's not done until much later. Now, the question then would be, you made Berachot, and now much later, after the wedding's over, you're fulfilling the Nisu'in. It's like there's a gap between the Sheva Berachot that you made under the Chuppah and then the actual consummation of the Nisu'in. Acham Avadiyah deals with this in Yabia Omer, and he says it's not a problem because we are of the opinion, like the Ran says, that the Berachot of Nisu'in are considered Berachot HaShevach, the Berachot of praise. It's not considered a Berachah HaMitzvah. If they were considered a Berachah HaMitzvah, then the second you make the Berachah, you have to go fulfill the Mitzvah. This is praising Borei Olam. And therefore, there is no problem if there was a gap between the Sheva Berachot and then the Yehud, which takes place after the wedding. The Hatan Mekalei, they go to a hotel or they go to a house and they're secluded over there, and that's where it's done. Furthermore, according to the Halakha, when they go to the hotel, they do not need witnesses to go with them and watch them go into the room. Baruch HaShulchan writes, everybody understands where they're going. It's clear, it's obvious. Like the Gemara says, Akol Yud'in, everybody knows exactly what the Kala, what the Hatan entering the Chuppah, and therefore, La Halakha, they can go make the Yehud after, like Al Menhagen for Sefaradim. Acham Avadiyah is very strict on this. So they should not break from custom. This is the Ashkenazi custom, to make the Yehud after with witnesses. Our custom is they just want to go into the bridal room, sit for a couple of minutes with the door unlocked, without witnesses. It's not official Yehud. This would be the proper custom to embrace.